When organizers planned Portsmouth's first Pride Festival, they expected a few hundred participants. They got this. At times, the thousands on hand in Market Square seemed to surprise themselves with their numbers and their enthusiasm. Some of the speakers, like Jake Sandlin and Nikki Sinclair, could hardly find the words to describe the moment.
So, this is like the biggest thing I've ever been a part of in my entire life, other than school band. This is incredible! Like, what the heck is going on right now? I'm in a dream!
Portsmouth Pride was originally supposed to celebrate LGBT youth on the seacoast, but news of the Supreme Court's ruling on marriage quickly became the new focus of celebration. Portsmouth Deputy Mayor Jim Splaine, who had sponsored New Hampshire's same-sex marriage law as a state representative, noted both the practical and the philosophical aspects of the High Court's decision.
3,384 same-sex marriages in New Hampshire. Now all of our friends nationwide are going to be able to join in the fun and celebration that we have had. As of yesterday, I stopped referring to it as GAY marriage. It is marriage.
New Hampshire's story is unique when it comes to marriage. The state was the fifth to legalize marriages for same-sex couples, and it did so through the legislative process, not through the courts. But there were twists and turns along the way that aren't always remembered today. For example, in the wake of the 2004 court decision that legalized same-sex marriage in Massachusetts, New Hampshire lawmakers set up a commission to study the issue. And there were deep divisions among that commission's members. After holding a series of public meetings and taking testimony from hundreds of citizens, a majority of commissioners quickly voted to recommend a constitutional amendment defining marriage as between a man and a woman. Speaking in 2005, the panel's chair, Republican Representative Tony Sultani of Epsom, said he wanted to protect traditional marriage as well as the rights of gay and lesbian couples.
What I have heard from the same-sex community all along has been there is a very small minority who want marriage the same as the diverse couple marriages. But it is the majority that are interested in the rights and responsibilities, which we are going to do and which we are going to recommend.
Several panel members said that vote showed the commission was only paying lip service to securing rights for gays and lesbians. Republican State Representative Steve Valancourt of Manchester co-authored the commission's minority report.
This commission was formed to go into all aspects of same-sex marriage or unions and how New Hampshire could implement laws that would make this a fair process. That's what our charge was on this commission, and we chose to ignore that charge and delve into the realm of homophobia instead. 50 years from now, when gay marriage has become a fait accompli and everyone realizes that it's something that should have happened a lot sooner, history will look back in shame with what this commission has decided to do.
Several years later, Democrats won majorities in the state House and Senate for the first time in decades, and in April 2007, they approved a civil unions bill, the first without a court case or the threat of one. Then Governor John Lynch signed it into law. Gay rights advocates largely cheered that new measure, but they noted the Federal Defense of Marriage Act meant there were sharp limits on civil unions. Here's Mo Baxley of New Hampshire Freedom to Marry speaking as the law took effect in early 2008.
It has some legal protections, but it's certainly not equal, and there's an awful lot of legal protections that don't come with it. So people are finding those out and making serious decisions.
And so the push for full marriage equality in New Hampshire began. Portsmouth's Jim Splaine says at first it didn't look like the legislation he sponsored would pass.
Because there was some reluctance after civil unions in 2007 to even deal with the issue 2 years later. The governor didn't want to. He had campaigned against a gay marriage being passed when he ran in 2008 saying, let's give civil unions a try. And when it got to the Senate, there was still some reluctance to deal with it because we had a recession and some other issues. Eventually, it did pass 13 to 11.
The first vote in the state House actually rejected the marriage bill by a single vote. Democrats called a recess to persuade opponents to change. When the measure came back up, it narrowly passed. The wild card was Governor Lynch, who had declined to comment on the marriage bill as it worked its way through the state House.
I haven't read the amendment, and I'm really here talking about the swine flu. That's all I'm going to focus on now.
Lynch eventually did read the bill, and afterwards said he would only sign it if it included new language exempting church-affiliated entities from being required to participate in same-sex weddings, changes to which lawmakers agreed.
198 having voted in the affirmative, 176 in the negative. The Committee of Conference report is adopted. Would the House please be in order?
Lynch not only signed the marriage bill into law, but said there needed to be federal legislation on the issue. Opponents vowed the 2010 elections would bring a backlash on marriage. The House and Senate would now be majority Republican, and that party's platform supported repealing the marriage law. But GOP leaders said repeal wasn't their first priority, and when it did finally come up for House debate in 2012, it failed 211 to 116. The lead sponsor of the repeal effort, Representative David Bates of Windham, spoke after the vote.
There's a significant number of libertarians. You know, they ran as Republicans and don't feel any particular compulsion to vote consistent with the Republican platform.
Something else was materializing as well. Public attitudes about marriage were changing. New Hampshire had seen several high-profile gay and lesbians up close. There was Charlie Morgan, a New Hampshire National Guard member who sued to overturn the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, and Gene Robinson, elected the first openly gay Episcopal bishop and a vocal backer of marriage equality. The UNH Survey Center found only 29% support for repealing the marriage law, while 51% were strongly opposed, numbers that were unthinkable a decade before. And the political dynamic changed as a result. According to the state's bill tracker, no lawmaker has introduced a repeal measure since the Bates bill fell in the House. But marriage equality advocates say neither that vote nor the Supreme Court ruling last week is the end of the story for the LGBT community. Ryan Richman is co-chair of the New Hampshire chapter of the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, known as GLSEN.
In many states in this country, you can be fired for being gay. In many states in this country, you can be denied housing because you're gay. So there's a lot of battles that we still need to fight.
That, Richman says, will come in time. But he says this moment is worth celebrating. For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.
Welcome, everyone.